When did parenting styles come into effect?
I have this theory that everyone was a fantastic parent before they actually had kids.
There is no balance. There's no more winning. There's only living. Living is winning. Dying is losing.
You are crazy.
I'm just trying to make it through the day without falling apart and being admitted.
When I have my nephew, we hit up the Sam's Club Cafe and we can both eat for $4.50.
When did I become like that parent who's going to do all of the picky things so that your kid will eat? The only place you're getting busy is your bedroom.
No, I want to know where you're doing it.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon, it's my show. Stuff with Shannon.
Jude has started this thing where he's always been a real picky eater, and so him being the third one is kind of hard for me. Sydney was a fantastic eater, and she still is. She eats everything. She eats vegetables. She loves vegetables. She pretty much eats anything that you set in front of her. Miles is a little more picky.
Okay.
But he will, you know, he'll eat vegetables if I say, you have to eat that, or you have to at least eat, you know, three bites of that. But he's a carnivore. He's a meat eater.
Okay.
He just wants, you know, chicken or beef or whatever. Jude is pretty much surviving on grapes, yogurt, and peanut butter sandwiches. And the peanut butter sandwich thing is hard because he's in a nut-free classroom.
Oh.
Which isn't really that difficult because I really just pack everything, a bunch of snacks. And then he comes home in the afternoon after school and he has a peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
But I was making his, so every day we come home from school and he asked for a sandwich and I was making a sandwich and I realized I do a lot of things for my kids that I never thought I would do. Like suddenly I'm that mom.
Nobody wants to be that.
I know, but I am. And I have this theory that everyone was a fantastic parent before they actually had kids.
Oh, of course.
Because you know all of the things. You're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. And all of a sudden, now that I have three kids, I'm doing all these things that I never thought I'd do. Like, I cut the crusts off of sandwiches.
I do that for my nephew.
My mom never cut the crust off for me, ever. I mean, I always ate the crust, but if I wanted the crust cut off, she'd been like, well, peel it off or cut it off yourself. Oh no, here I am making a peanut butter sandwich and every single time I'm cutting the crust off so that he'll eat the whole thing.
I get it.
When did I become like that parent who's going to do all of the picky things so that your kid will eat?
I've seen lately with my three-year-old nephew how hard kids can be. He is a very, very picky eater. And when I say picky, I wish that he would eat grapes and yogurt. Like he loves chicken nuggets or kitchen nuggets, as he calls them.
Oh, that's so cute. Fish sticks,
pizza, and occasionally you can throw in a sandwich.
But at least he eats real food.
But it's crap food.
Yeah, but there's chicken and chicken nuggets. There's fish and fish sticks.
I hope so.
And peanut butter. I mean, that's about the only protein Jude is getting these days.
I mean, they're hard. Kids are hard. And I don't understand what makes them so different from each other. I don't get it, especially with you. Like, you have them in the same environment. You're you probably have a pretty consistent parenting style.
Yeah.
So you would think that what one did would carry on to the next.
Exactly. But no. You end up doing all of these things just so you can get to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, I was never going to be the mom whose kid slept in her bed.
I see all the pictures of your kids.
I was never going to be that mom. We weren't even allowed in my parents' room, much less sleep in the bed with them.
Yeah.
All three of mine have slept with me. Jude is four and still sleeps with us. Why? Because it's easier. It's easier for me to get sleep if he's in the bed with us instead of me having to transition him or go down the hall in the middle of the night. It's just easier that way.
He's going to be 17 and still sleeping between you and your husband.
Nah.
And that's going to be a problem.
He's not still going to be sleeping with us when he's 17.
Okay, I think 4 is too old to have your kid in the bed with you.
It probably is, but you know what? He's my last kid. I don't really care.
I guess, you know, it's hard because you want to keep them little, you know? Uh-huh. You want them to stay, they do grow so fast.
Yeah.
It's scary how quickly they grow up. Mm-hmm. So you want them to stay little, but at the same time, you have a marriage to preserve.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make time and give your husband some energy too.
We're not having any issues there.
Okay. I don't want to know that.
I'm just saying.
Do you go into Jude's room while he sleeps in your bed?
I'm just saying, if the only place you're getting busy is your bedroom,
no, I
want to
know where you're doing it. Are you sneaking down the hall to Jude's bed?
Suffice it to say, business is being taken care of.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll believe you. What else do you have?
I never thought I would be the mom who spends big money on random things.
Such as?
Okay, so we're not wealthy people. We're not rich people. I mean, we live a comfortable lifestyle, but there are definitely things that we can't afford.
I was going to say, I've seen your house on Facebook. You're not poor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not poor.
That's a giant house. Seriously.
It's not that big.
It's pretty big.
Probably average size.
Okay. I must have grown up in a very less than average house, because if that's average, I don't want to know what's not.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
We didn't grow up with my mom spending, with my parents, you know, buying every single toy for us. And I don't do that either. I mean, we only really do like big toys like at Christmas and birthdays. I don't buy my kids stuff all year long. But are you familiar with the American Girl?
Yes.
Phenomenon?
I've heard about it. Yes.
I spent $125 on a doll.
Are you serious?
On a doll.
Is it one of those alive dolls that pees and poops and eats and all that stuff?
No, it doesn't do anything but be a doll. It's an 18-inch doll. And
what do you do? I mean, what?
You just play with it.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything fancy, but it has all of these expensive accessories. It has more accessories than I do. I mean, my kid doesn't have all of those accessories because I can't afford all of them.
Oh my gosh. You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Is Build-A-Bear. Have you ever been to Build-A-Bear?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I thought I would never be that person either. But I found myself standing in the Build-A-Bear line, mm-hmm. where you got to pay for the bear or the Ninja Turtle or whatever to begin with. And that's like $40 probably.
Uh-huh.
But then they have all the accessories that the kids have to have. They have they have skates for horses. I've gotten a horse before. And of course, the kid wanted skates. So you got to get 2 pairs of skates because 4 hooves. And a leash to pull the horse on the skates.
See?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm telling you. So last year for Sydney's birthday, I bought her the American Girl doll. It was the doll of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bought her that one was because the doll was black. She's got curly hair, so she looks like Sydney. So I bought her the doll of the year. Well, for a back-to-school treat, we did a Girl's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her out to the American Girl doll store,
mm-hmm.
and we have lunch there.
Oh, I bet that's cheap.
$40!
For what?
For just random lunch.
Nope.
She had like a fruit plate and a sandwich, and I probably went overboard because we did the appetizer, but then they have fancy strawberry lemonade with blah, blah, blah. And you bring your doll and they put the doll in a high chair at the table and they I mean, it was a fantastic experience. She loved every minute of it. It was good quality time. They have these little questions that sit on the table. And so you ask each other the questions. What would be if you could go anywhere in the world? What was your favorite memory from being a kid? Is it fun being, you know, so questions like that. It was a really great experience and it was worth every penny. It totally was. But $40 for lunch.
See, we're so different because I guess it's probably a little different with girls. I don't know. But when I have my nephew,
mm-hmm.
we hit up the Sam's Club Cafe and we can both eat for $4.50 and we walk out of there stuffed and happy. See, there's not going to be any American Girl $40 lunches on my dime.
I don't know. Maybe it is a girl thing. For example, Halloween. So for the boys, I try to do everything at the beginning of the school year for mm-hmm. the whole year. So back in August, here we are at Costco. They've got the Halloween costumes out. I'm like, okay, great. Pick a costume. $20. We're in and out. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have the costume that Sydney wanted. And I was like, okay, we'll order it on Amazon. Well, of course, everything else got in the way and I forgot. And then here we are 2.5 weeks before Halloween. I'm like, we don't have a costume. We need to do this. What do you want? She wants to be, I can't even remember, some character from Descendants.
Okay.
The Descendants is a...
I've seen it. It's a Disney movie with witches or something.
The,
I don't know.
All the characters are the kids of the Disney princesses. And so they're all the kids.
That makes sense.
Okay. So she wants to be, it's Ursula's daughter, and she's one of the bad ones, and she becomes good, that they all become good at some point.
Thanks for ruining it.
Whatever. Like, you were going to watch that.
I might.
Anyway, now you know. So she wants this costume. The only one we can find is $100.
You bought it.
I said, Sydney.
You bought it, didn't you?
I'm not spending $100 on this costume.
You're such a sucker.
You're going to wear it once.
Such a sucker.
I'm not spending that. She's like, $100. Like, she knew it was a lot of money.
But you did it anyway.
So she was like, okay. So we try and we look. We can't find anything else. So she goes to bed. I keep looking. I find the costume for like $55. I order the, by the time I have it shipped, because it's not Prime, it's like $63.
Dumb.
Okay.
Crazy.
Still way more money than I planned on spending. Like, my threshold was probably like 40, 45. But I'm like, okay. So we get it. Well, the character has this turquoise blue hair and it's all braided. In my head, I'm thinking, I'll just braid her hair up and we'll paint it. She has no school the next day, so... She's like, well, I need the hair. And I'm like, okay. I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I find the wig. $34 later.
$100?
I've spent $100 on that Halloween costume.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's one of those things, if you had asked me this 15 years ago, I'd have been like, there is no way. And if a friend of mine had said she'd spent $100 on a Halloween costume, like, you are crazy.
Absolutely.
There is no way I would ever do that.
I used to, no, when I was growing up, I would put on my dad's flannel shirt and a pair of pants that were too big for me, and I would be called a hobo.
Or you had the plastic mask.
No, I didn't even do that. I didn't even do that. It was DIY or nothing at all.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have fancy costumes. We had the plastic put on over your clothes with the plastic mask that you can't breathe out of. My mom didn't spend big money on Halloween costumes.
I would draw the line and I would either figure something else out, like pick another person that you want to be or another thing that you want to be, or make it yourself.
I'm telling you, 2 months ago, I would have been saying the same thing.
And you've then got a sewing machine.
Here I am.
You've got a sewing machine. Put it to use.
Oh my God. When would I find time to make a costume?
Teach Sydney how to sew and make her... Do her own clothing and stuff.
Are you kidding? I don't even have time. I don't even want to make cookies with my kid. You think I want to teach her how to sew?
That's insane.
I'm just saying.
I would be ticked at you if I were your husband.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm just saying. When you have kids, the things that you will do for them completely changes.
Well, it's obvious who's your favorite kid.
Oh. Yeah, she's the one.
I can tell. The other boys have to... Take her scraps.
They just, well, the middle one hasn't really asked for anything outrageous, and the little one's not old enough to ask for anything outrageous yet.
Okay. You're setting the tone because it's only going to get worse. Times three.
Great. Thanks, Shannon, for all your support.
I try.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.